Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Thank you for having me today. Hopefully you can hear me all right.
Yes. I think that one's dead. We'll go with this one.
Take the other one. Move it right in front of you.
There you go. Thank you. Again, Steve Lloyd, Superintendent, Sublet 9 School District. And I give you a little update on our bus barn dilemma and ask for maybe an extension of our time there. I don't know where to begin. It's been a very long process. We've been trying to battle, and basically it comes down to with our insurance, if they're going to rebuild our current bus barn or we need to move on to a new one. And we just had some information today from our last people doing the design that they aren't comfortable with the last engineer's recommendation that they can rebuild that building by adding new footers and those things to bring up to code. So it's delayed again. So what I'm asking is, I think it's going to be another probably, well, with the winter coming, we won't be able to build probably much during the winter. I'm not sure about that, how that's going to go, but it could be up to another year before we get a bus barn for our transportation. So what I'm asking is if we can extend our stay at the fairgrounds, obviously working around what's going on with that, but and see if you have any questions or things about that at this point. So,
is there any other facility?
Not to the size of that we need, that we know of, that's not being used. That's the thing. We have, we're actually renting another facility to do the maintenance and those things. And now and it's big enough maybe for maybe a bus or two. But as with this last winter, the big thing, which, well, it made us have school today. It got so cold. Those for about a week, we probably wouldn't have had to have been able to run buses because right. of the temperature with the buses not being inside with the diesel. So right. We've looked around, and just for the size of the facility, there's not one that that we've found that's open that we can use at this point.
Right.
So,
question. Have you had any conversation with Jay? Where does he stand on this?
I have not personally, but our transportation director, John Copeland, has been in contact with him and working with that. And I think, you know, obviously right now it's not a good time to be there, and we're out. We've been out mm-hmm. most of the summer and probably would need to be in actually until late September. So I think that would get past the real busy season for the fairgrounds there, I think. So,
I would really like to be able to sit down with Jay and see where, you know, after having you guys in the building for a year, see, you know, if he had any concerns, which I sure. don't believe he does. But yeah. if something, you know, the wear and tear on the buildings and
absolutely.
Things like that, if
yeah.
if there needs to be some compensation or mm-hmm. whatever, I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
But Jay he's our go-to guy mm-hmm. here. And I would feel very uncomfortable not having him
absolutely.
Here being part yeah. of the discussion.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to ask if we have to move forward with that. I certainly agree with that. And again, if there's a compensation needed, we're happy to accommodate that the best we can. So,
Commissioner Burnett.
My opinion, I think that it would be suitable for us to try to work with whatever way we can to try to help District Number 9, considering not only your situation, but the district situation in terms of the money's lost in the last year and your severe budget constraints. Having said that, I do think we owe it to our supervisor out there to check with him mm-hmm. to see if he has any concerns that we may need to address in a nominal fashion.
Absolutely.
But I'm personally all in favor, if that's what needs to be done, that we allow you the use of that building mm-hmm. for another year.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like we need to chat with Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So perhaps we can revisit this at our next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Just let me know what you want from our end with that, you know, and after that. And like I said, I understand the burden we're putting the county under, and I apologize for that. I never imagined it would be the
yeah,
situation.
You would think the insurance you know, had come through and you'd
yeah,
build another building.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense that they're wanting to do is repurpose that building, which is a 40-some-year-old pole barn that has structural damage. So the big thing was it didn't have footers. When we said it didn't have footers, but they wanted to dig and see it, so we had to dig holes to see that, and sure enough, didn't have footers.
Footer.
Yeah.
How about that?
And yeah. since then, leaving it unattended and those things, you know, it's collapsing down, so now they've determined the walls are no good, so it's going to go down to that, and they'd have to re-pour footers around there.
Okay.
So that being said, we're still out of compliance.
No, I think one last thing, Steve. It might be good between now and our next meeting, that you and Jay have a visit.
Sure.
A conversation. Yeah. That way you can, as the superintendent and him as the supervisor at the fairgrounds,
right.
You guys could talk and come together, share concerns or contacts or whatever, and then we can review.
And I just didn't really want to bother him right now with
the busiest
time of his life right now.
Busy.
Yeah,
not the right time.
You know, and again, we're not in a hurry, obviously, at this point, so if I can wait till after fair's over and maybe look at the time to talk to him about that. I know it's pretty busy all the way through August, but I know this next week is pretty much unbearable for him. So.
Rather than putting a timeline on our next meeting, then, why don't we wait until after fair? And perhaps Commissioner Rawhauser and yourself and Jay could get together.
And I have talked to Jay, and I told him after the fair, and he said, well, he'll put some stuff together,
right?
And then we'll. But I, like Doc said, I think we can make this work.
Okay.
We'll see. Just tell Amy that put a couple hundred thousand aside because the county's short.
Yeah, no problem. We got
see what she says. She'll just.
I'll have her talk to you about that.
Yeah, never call me.
Okay.
Any other questions you have on at this point? And again,
I don't
have any timeline at all. Another setback just this morning from they asked us to do a feasibility study of rebuild or new, and then that's when it fell apart today. So I have no idea where we're at with that. So
hey, let's study it. Why not?
Why don't you study it forever?
Yeah.
I think so.
Good idea.
Consultant.
Yeah.
Is this a local insurance company or is this a national insurance company?
It's national.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Who was the chairman of the board when that probably got signed?
You know,
wasn't me.
I can't answer that.
Neither one of you were there. Wasn't me.
All right.
So after fair, get in touch with Commissioner Rawhauser.
Okay.
And we'll get that hooked up.
Okay. And we'll get a plan together and go from there. All right.
Okay.
Super.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Steve.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Steve. Yeah. Appreciate it, Steve. Very good. Okay, Kathy, come on up.
I've got rural healthcare hat on right now.
Oh, okay, no drug court hat.
No, drug court hat. Right. You've already got the cat herding handled.
Yep, come have a seat.
So grab your calendars, please, gentlemen. Oh, come on. You don't have calendars?
Oh, we
yes,
do.
Yes, we do, right here.
All righty.
Okay.
Thursday, the 7th of September, through the middle of the day on the 9th, of September, the district and St. John's have brought in BKD again, Neenan Art Construction, and Neenan. I can never remember which vowel goes with that.
That sounds like the attorneys from Three Stooges, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Kartok uses the same set of attorneys.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I'll be darned. Okay.
Anyway, we would very, very, very much like to have all five of you. And while he's not here, you can definitely designate Joel to definitely attend. But we really would like to have all five of you take part in this process.
What exactly are you doing?
We're waxing gentlemen's faces.
Yeah. Ooh, count me in.
Seriously. This is the collaborative group that works together that comes in, looks at property like what we have been looking at. They do the design, they do the architecture, they do the financing. Everything that we need to do to have a final plan for having a critical access hospital. And we want to involve an awful lot of the community, especially you five. We're not asking you for money or land. We're just hoping that you will participate in this so that we can make a final decision whether to move forward with the car or not, and if we do, what bed size, number of beds we need, what service lines we want to offer, that sort of fun stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is your just your initial.
This is our invitation.
This is your reserve the date.
Okay.
Now you will get a formal invitation, but rather than sending out a save the date like you get for weddings and, mm-hmm. well, not funerals, but for weddings and stuff, this is your save the date.
Yeah. I can tell you for myself, I fly out on the 7th, and I do not return till the 17th.
Where are we going?
We're going back east.
He's
going
to book it tomorrow.
We're doing some. Already booked.
Someplace already. Interesting back east?
History tour. Go see some of the historical sites. Yeah. So
that Civil was, War type history? The,
yeah, this
type?
Was this was my wife's birthday present that I gave her last May.
Oh, wow.
So it was scheduled back then. Thank you.
So is this going to involve Shiloh? And
yeah, Gettysburg. It's all scheduled. I don't know where we're going.
Well, that's south.
Well, I would hope so.
Oh, he said east.
I'm
well, he was right. Raised on this side of the Mississippi. He doesn't know the difference.
Hey, south to me was Utah growing up. So, yeah.
So, anyway. But anyway, this yeah. is your please reserve the date.
Okay.
If you can make all of it, we would be ecstatic. If you can make part of it, we would be happy. If you're blowing us off for a vacation.
Which I am. I'll just tell you right now.
Okay, fine.
Anyway.
Bring back souvenirs.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
I hope all three. Oh.
Three?
If I were you, while he's not here, volunteer Joel.
You know, poor old Joel, he's the biggest road warrior out of all five of us, and there's a good chance he's not going to be around.
Yeah, but yeah. See, he's not here right now.
That's true. It's true. But thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
I do hope all of you can make it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Go right ahead, Maxie.
I was at the presentation that the Doherty and Noonan did in the library, and these folks were impressive.
Cool.
They've done the same thing for setting up critical access hospitals in small towns in Colorado and in Montana. Mm-hmm. And they look at the population, the median income, and all that, and they compared it to Sullivan County, so they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
And they can come up with whatever's needed for the county, for this county. They can come up with the funding, the architecture. They sound like they can really do the whole bit. But one of the most important things to happen is for you folks and the Rural Health Care Board start speaking to each other.
You are right now.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. This is the beginning.
There's actually, Maxine triggered a memory. Don't have to explain that one. Anyway, one of the things they are also known for doing is going into a community, looking at everything and saying, no. Expletive deleted for Mary's sake.
Okay.
So this is sort of like the experts in the field that can take us from, okay, we believe this is where we need to go, looking at everything the community says. And it's currently scheduled to be held at the Senior Center in Marbleton. That may change as well, but reserve the date, please.
Thank you, Kathy. Uh-huh. Appreciate
sorry,
it.
So
you absolutely. No. You're doing just
well, see,
fine.
I promised Mary I'd keep it under 5 minutes.
You
and
did
I took
great.
Six.
Yeah. Angela? Oh. Okay, go ahead, Maxine.
One of the major things that they do is this planning, community planning, and they want not just the interested parties, but representatives from the whole community.
Gotcha.
So it's important that at least one of you is there.
Cool. Thank you, Maxine. Angela, come on up. Have a seat right in that middle chair.
Oh, sir, they volunteered you. I couldn't keep him from it.
That's what happens.
Excuse me.
He knows better.
Okay.
So do we.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Hi.
I'm going to break out.
It's calling 2:30.
Okay,
no, no.
Maybe we'll be done by
then. We might be, yeah.
I have just some information.
We'll whip over
this way I don't have to actually say everything, right?
Jim?
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for the invitation.
I'll share mine with you.
So I also don't actually want anything from you. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to just come talk a little bit about the Department of Workforce Services. My name is Angela Rush, and I'm the center manager down at the Rock Springs Department of Workforce Center. But we, our center covers all of Sweetwater and Sublette counties. And so part of what I wanted to do today, Tom gave me the opportunity to just come either introduce you to or remind you a little bit of the services that we offer. Again, because we want to provide meaningful services, not just for Rock Springs and Green River and Sweetwater, but also for Sublette counties. And so trying to identify maybe additional ways we can do that, or just opportunities that already exist that maybe we could be meeting a little bit better. So part of what the Rock Springs Workforce Center is the Department of Labor requires a one-stop operator, meaning that we are required to provide meaningful services for employment and training, unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, adult education, veterans outreach services, and vocational rehabilitation, meaning that if someone's looking for one of those services, they can walk in and be served in that capacity. Even though all of Wyoming's unemployment insurance is done out of Casper, if someone comes into our office, you know, we can answer some of their questions. We have a direct line, you know, to Casper. If somebody calls in, you know, and say they're from, you know, Pinedale, they can call in. We can still provide them helpful, meaningful service and answer some of their questions and, you know, give them additional direction. We have workers' compensation employees in the office. I work primarily with employment and training. So there are 7 people in the Rock Springs office that do employment and training. And then as well as there's a vocational rehabilitation office. Recently, the vocational rehab partnered with, in Sublette County, they placed 20 individuals, mostly high school students, with work experience for the summer. So we've even, I mean, they have actually made really good strides in working locally within the county. And they placed, like I said, about 20 students for 2 to 3 months during the summer. So we are working diligently and trying to work faithfully to, again, provide meaningful services in whatever ways is gonna best serve the community populations in different ways. With the vocational rehab, they were primarily working with youth who either had really limited work experience or some sort of disability that was impacting their ability to find a job. However, in our area of employment and training, we also have the ability to work with like in-school youth or out-of-school youth, maybe who don't have any sort of, you know, disabilities, to provide those type of work experiences. And our funding mostly is mostly federal funding, or it's general funding that will help pay wages. So if we're able to do a work, you know, like a work experience, we'll actually pay the wages. It benefits the businesses because they basically get, you know, free labor, but then it also provides some job experience for, you know, for these young adults or students who are, you know, wanting to really get some experience under their belt or maybe learn about things that they would like to consider pursuing later. So the employment and training has 3 fundamental components. We do business services, which is working directly with the businesses to either help them post their jobs on the Wyoming at Work website, which is our interface where businesses can post available jobs, job seekers can go to look for jobs. Good news on both fronts. If a business posts with, let's say, Indeed or Beyond or one of the other job search, whatever engines, Wyoming at Work will actually kind of pull that in. So if you do a job search, even if it's not posted with, like, directly with the Department of Workforce Services, job seekers can see those jobs. So that's good news. Part of the reason, though, that we want people to post out with Wyoming at Work is because what we do offer is some specific search tools, virtual recruiters where we can, you know, they'll register, we'll set them up, and then when jobs are posted, you know, it'll notify them directly. So we have some additional search options that are available when they're posted through Wyoming at Work. And we do offer both. The thing about Wyoming at Work is you can do a self-service, you know, employers can go on, log on, post their own job, you know, kind of do it yourself, or you can call or email the office, and, you know, one of our business representatives will, you know, post it. We also do, we try to incorporate some value-added services. Again, all of the services that we offer are free of charge. But I'll have employers that will shoot over an email and say, you know, hey, we want this job filled. Can you post it on, you know, Facebook or Twitter? So we're trying to, you know, use some social media things, especially for just, again, for communicating and getting that outreach. And as another component of helping businesses fill some of these jobs, whether they're hard to fill jobs or whether it's just something that's, you know, urgent. We're just seeing a lot more of like Facebook type of things. At this point, Sublette County has, like, I went into Wyoming at work today. Sublette County shows 22 jobs and 46 positions. 9 of those jobs and 33 of those positions were posted directly through Wyoming at Work. But even the ones that weren't posted through Wyoming at Work, you can go on, you can pull them up, you can apply. Again, part of the advantage is when an employer registers for Wyoming at Work, we can make sure that they're current on their workers' compensation and unemployment and whatnot, and as well as making sure that that position is currently open and available. Sometimes if employers post with other sites, the job will be closed and they don't necessarily close it. So we get a little bit more, oversight when they post directly with us. Part of our employment services that we offer, let me go back to business services. We do provide labor posters, and these are actually, we'll bring them around, but they're actually largely available at the chamber. So if you ever see or hear of anybody who needs an employment poster, place them over to the chamber. At this point, I mean, Debbie walks around town all the time, you know, handing them out or whatever, but these are available. And that's something that we provide. There also is an employer training fund where if an employer has, again, a specific training need or something that they want to provide training for some of their employees, they can apply for these. The available funds are a lot more limited than they used to be. And it used to be something you could, you know, apply all the time. Now it's like on a monthly basis, you have to reapply if you're not accepted. But that's the type of thing. There is, I believe, a brochure in there that gives some information. You can go onto the website. So that's something that maybe a lot of businesses either used to be familiar with and they're kind of discouraged because those funds aren't as available anymore. Hopefully, it's kind of a work in progress, and hopefully we'll continue to have more of those funds available. But that is something that a lot of people from Wyoming used to kind of know workforce services for, and it's kind of, as funds have gotten cut back, there's a little bit of, I don't know, disgruntledness, and rightly so, because they used to be available, and that's on the employer side. However, on the employment side, some of the services that we offer to job seekers are, we'll help them get registered on Wyoming at Work to do job searches. They can set up virtual recruiters that will notify them when jobs come available. We also provide resume building and interview tips. And so this is something where, you know, a lot of times we will have people come into the office, but even if, you know, travel is an issue or distance is an issue, I have a couple of workforce specialists who, that's their favorite part of their job. It's not their only job, but they really enjoy doing it. And it's something where if someone calls in and says, hey, I really need help with my resume, or hey, I'm really having a hard time finding a job, they can, my employment specialists, they can work with them over the phone. They can send, you know, email their resume to us. We can kind of take a look at it, give them some helpful tips and pointers. So it's something where somebody wouldn't necessarily have to come into the office in order to take advantage of that service. And where a lot of, you know, resume writing people charge, you know, quite a bit of money, you know, it's free and they love it. They're always working on it, bettering their skills, working with the college to make sure that we're being somewhat consistent in how we're educating people on building their resume so that it's relevant and useful for the local economy, for local industry, whether it's professional or blue collar. And again, it's interview tips and whatnot. That's something that we can also work with people either in person or over the phone. So again, all of these services in some way or another can be provided through distance. However, we're in no way opposed to finding a way to work more one-on-one and be more available in the community as well. Also, in our office, we have jobs. We have job boards. Some people want to come in and they just want to look at all the jobs. All of those jobs posted on the job boards are available online through Wyoming at Work. So there are no jobs in our office that are not available to a job seeker doing a job search. So they're not necessarily going to get, more information. Well, they're not going to get different information if they come into our office versus, finding it online. However, some people like a little bit more of the hands-on, and that's great. We can provide all of those services. And our last thing are the training services. So we work for employment and training. This is something where we have, we work with in-school youth. That would be some of this job experience placement if we have businesses who, are maybe wanting funding to hire, students, we could provide that. Out of school youth, students who have maybe dropped out of high school and haven't completed their diploma or their HISEC, we do offer HISEC completion incentives. They're running at this point in time, based on our funding, about $2,500 for qualified students. Now, this is a little bit of a challenge. The funding is available. However, there's in working with the HISET is basically administered by the community college, by Western. And right now they really only offer it in Green River and Rock Springs. I've talked to the adult education person a little bit. There is a testing facility in Pinedale, but they have to have at least 6 students at a time to test in order to send somebody up. That's just really not very likely or practical. They're going to have 6 students who all are going to want to test at the same time. So it does mean that they would have to drive down to Rock Springs. But the idea is that, again, they will receive funding for, there's five tests part of the HISET, and they can receive funding, if they complete one of the tests, they get $500. If they complete 2 tests, they get, $1,000. That would hopefully help pay for fuel and whatnot. So that's something that I've talked to I think Sam Bixler from Marbleton. Mm-hmm. Marbleton. He and I have had conversations about that, maybe what that would look like to work a little bit more. But there are individuals working with students working toward their HISEC, both in Pinedale and in Big Piney, Marbleton. So there are some students, and again, that's something where we would try to reduce the, in Rock Springs, if there's a student who wants to do that, they would probably come to our office 3 times. We're really open to trying to reduce that to maybe 1 time meeting, and maybe that looks like us coming up or utilizing, boat partnering with BOCES and utilizing their facilities or whatnot. So we're really open to whatever we can do to make this work without putting an undue burden on, on students traveling or whatnot. We also do offer some adult education. This is up to $6,500 and 2 years of training for a certificate or degree program in a high demand field for qualified applicants. And this is largely just based on income. So if somebody doesn't have, if they aren't previously working and they don't already have a degree or education or skills that are going to allow them to make a self-sustaining wage, then we can offer them, again, up to 2 years of training. So a lot of times this looks like possibly CNA training, possibly nurse training, truck drivers, but we've also, we have industrial maintenance. So it just kind of depends, but this is something where we'll just kind of keep also, there are things that we have traditionally done, but this is also an area where as we move in this economic diversification and we can justify additional or maybe a wider variety of trainings that will be necessary and useful for the growing demand. We're not going to be so limited maybe to healthcare. However, if you guys have more or new healthcare needs, that would be a great way to I mean, right, it's a great way to utilize these funds. And I, anyway, so the funding's allocated on an annual basis. It's distributed to approved training partners. So there's a little bit of, you know, there's a little bit of an approval process, but it's nothing that, you know, isn't certainly worth investigating. And we would want to make it as easy, again, as easy as possible and as accessible as possible to Sublette County. So while while the employment service specialists work primarily with the job seekers and employers, the Department of Workforce Services is also involved in economic development and diversity issues throughout the county, region, and state. So working with the Sublette Economic Resources Council, trying to identify, you know, really understanding what you guys are facing here in Sublette County, your challenges, the ways that you guys, you know, want to grow, and maybe the workforce needs that you have currently, the workforce needs that you're expecting to have, as well as working with the Workforce Advisory Group, which covers 5 counties, and then Endow. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, some of the services that we offer. Do you guys have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
Any comments, gentlemen?
I don't believe so.
Okay. You did good.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming down to my end.
Thanks, Angela. Commissioner Rawhauser, if you'll grab the bills.
Stuff here.
I didn't get a room.
Yeah, I did. $190.
You know, they jacked them up.
Good thing you can call.
Yeah.
$190, huh?
Yeah, for one night.
We got hit with 230, maybe it's because it was a Saturday night, but it's usually $99.
Yeah, that's what I used to think.
Sounds like trying to get a hotel room in Pendleton, Oregon during the roundup.
Yeah, oh, I guess.
$300 and $400 a night for that one.
I heard they're getting $1,200 a night from Motel 6 in Jackson during the eclipse.
Well, I wouldn't put it past it, but who knows. You guys had the same glazed look on your face during that presentation.
Yes, it did.
You did during the insurance.
Well, I think it was more glazed. At least I understood some of the insurance.
I had no idea that place existed, did you?
No.
What's that?
No.
Yeah, the Reader's Digest
condensed version of the office.
Do we need to do both of these vouchers here?
I mean, Andrew certainly, she went on.
Because there was two. There was this.
Talk to everybody, because I didn't know what she was. So that would be my first third.
Well, you know, you can make up for it next Tuesday. At 4:30.
No.
Okay, just that one. Okay.
All right. You know, I have a message. Message of revelation.
I've had a vision, and I will share it with everyone.
Yeah.
You had a vision.
An epiphany.
Oh, yeah.
I've reached total consciousness with
direct,
the Dalai Lama.
Direct revelation.
Call it whatever you want.
Well, in my profession, we call it hallucinations.
No, yeah. Could do that. Having these throat lozenges going in my head.
What kind of mushrooms did you put on the pizza?
Thank you.
There you
go. I'm going to read it.
You're catching what I am.
Man, oh my goodness, thanks. Fading fast. I had a heck of a time sleeping last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, man. So I watched the lightning for a while. Yeah. Comforted the little dog from the thunder.
Did that bother?
Yeah, just really sets him off when it thunders. How's the lab working out?
Oh, she loves to play that little thing. She had heard some coyotes the other night. Well, I think maybe it was the first time she'd heard a coyote.
Heard a coyote.
She thought she had some buddies wanting to play. And she was a yipping and a yapping.
Let me go.
You let her out to walk with you or something. You can't hardly get her out from under your feet. Every step, she's just right there. Step on her toes and she'll yipe, but then she's right back again.
Yeah. 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 Oh, that's great. Yeah. Does she like the water?
Yeah, she's got her feet wet.
Has she?
It's already been done, Joel. I don't know how they got in there, but Mac was the only one that hadn't signed it
okay.
For some reason. So that was bad news then.
Yep. Massive kidney failure.
Oh, really?
Who's that? My dog.
Oh. Your chihuahua?
It's like deja vu.
So you don't have any dogs.
Well, that's another one. Oh. So.
Your chihuahua.
Has it demise?
No, not yet.
Oh, I get you.
Fiction too, though.
Yeah.
I've spent quite a bit of time with my kids trying to teach them that animals come and go. My daughter came up to me the other night, and she goes, "Dad, this person has kittens, and I really, really want one." And I said, "We're not getting any more cats until the two that we have are gone." She goes, "Well, kill mine."
Oh man!
Wendy and I just looked at each other and went, "Wow, what? Maybe I went too far with that animals come and go thing."
Time for a new one, huh?
She goes, "You kill mine, he doesn't like me anyhow."
Trade mine in, huh?
Yeah, that was quite a shock.
Wow.
Sometimes they come faster than they go.
Yeah, that was... Your new hat you acquired.
What was my new hat? Oh, do you like that? Yeah, that I got presented that at my reunion. I get them, absolutely. Joel's was worth a little bit more than this hat.
Did you ever get a new hat yet, Joel?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Here's more like a participation award.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exact same one I had, except Bob shaped that one a little, and I liked it better. And Solon tried to shape this one, and he just don't
No, you got to wait till Bob's there.
So I still need to stop in sometime when Bob's there.
Let Bob do it.
Hand it to him and say, fix this.
Yeah, that's. I've learned that.
I would have expected more.
I would have too.
I was saying too, because I'm thinking it's more.
You know, I will give him this. He is putting a lot more time than we can. What the result is, I wouldn't say is real promising, but he is putting in a lot of time.
Well, we don't.
Is that what you want to
do? We don't get an interim report on him. We just get a final report.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure before I sent the vouchers through for payment that we're getting what we get the bill for.
I'd say as far as legwork, he's doing a lot of that. As far as the result, I think he's struggling with the result because.
Alphabetical order?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, they're perfectly in alphabetical order.
Good job.
It's like the deal where you tell a secret at the end of the line, and by the time
you see
it
what it sounds like at the other end.
Yeah. Same deal with alphabet and Asia.
To look at it and then go tell another person what he saw, that person would tell the last person how to build it. And then they would show everybody the real original one and then what they built. It didn't turn out so well. And it was only 4 or 5 Legos.
What's a Lego?
You've obviously never stepped on one with bare feet.
Not as bad as Tinker Toys, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was Lincoln Logs.
Tinker Toys.
And Jacks.
Jacks.
Oh. Those things did hurt.
If you ever stepped on a Jack.
Oh, man, you wouldn't do it twice. Oh.
Anybody play Jacks anymore? I don't know if they do.
I don't know. I've never even seen it.
Jacks
in a store.
Yeah.
Is that an app?
Yeah, right. Is that a fidget spinner? What is that?
I don't even get what those are.
I saw a cartoon of Satan down in hell, and there's a bunch of Legos spread out on the floor. He said, yeah, we've replaced pop coals with these.
Oh, I wish I had stock in Legos. I think it's one of the largest private-owned companies.
because we must be getting towards the end.
Is that it?
That one's already been through, huh?
We should have a discussion about it. Robin's email.
Just what I have on it.
Yeah, I think we're probably better.
Probably came out so well. That's better than.
It's kind of like the, it's like the email that I sent to you about that. You guys always, about this time of the year, is when this all kind of comes.
Yeah. Everybody get the email from Robin about.
Yes.
About.
State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
I think I.
I don't know. We probably better have a discussion.
When did that come?
Just last week.
A week ago.
Oh, they've cut back, but
they've cut back. Robin cut back on her budget for the fair, but so has the state, and therefore it's going to look like she hasn't cut anything back. But I don't know. We need to have that discussion. Are we paying? Transport kids and animals and house them and everything to the state fair.
What does that usually entitle? I mean, how many do we do? What does that cost?
Well, the thing that has it's not necessarily the kids and their animals. It's chaperones that has me a little leery. We're paying. I don't know. Joel, and you're closer to this than I might be seeing this wrong.
Well, I don't know, but we did cut back.
We did.
And the idea was the parents needed to pay more, so we cut back. Well, then this last year, the university cut back, so that's...
Threw back more to us.
No, it didn't change us, but it put more burden on the parents to wear. That's what she wanted to let us know.
And I think they've raised fees also.
Yeah. I think they did raise fees.
At the state fair, yeah.
So it's not costing us more, but I think we used to pay for chaperones. We would pay parents' mileage to haul their kids' critters down, and we stopped doing that. But I think we still, don't we still pay for something on the chaperones, Mary?
I think so.
Do we have an agreement of what we pay for?
Well, that's what she had included in that email, is there was a listing of what we did before and we revised it for this year, but then things have changed since the revision.
We're probably a little late change anything now for this fair, but maybe we need to review that for the next go around.
Yeah.
And see if we want to make any further changes.
Was she expecting us to do anything for this year?
I don't think so.
I think it was a heads up.
I think it was just to let us know that what's going on.
She says, this year we have asked that members and families essentially cover half of their expenses for all state events.
I didn't even go to state.
Is this 4-H?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're not in 4-H, you don't benefit from this. If you're not,
right.
If you don't have a steer, if you don't have a lamb or a pig or whatever, but you play golf. Yeah, it's one of those things that it gets, I understand what we're a rural community and it's a huge program. I would hate to see it fall apart, but it looks like they're eventually going to price everybody out of the business. Because it's so expensive to go.
Well, and I guess if that happens, then that happens.
Well, yeah, no. Because it's not just us. I'm sure it's everybody. But doesn't the state fair, isn't it like a week long? Boy, I mean,
at least.
You think about staying there for a week if you had to flip the bill for your entire family. That's pretty expensive. So I don't know.
Well, and that was another thing that we wanted to avoid. We wanted to avoid this becoming a family vacation.
Right, yeah.
And paying for everybody to go.
Yeah.
So the kids, for the most part, stay in the dormitories.
Stay in the dorm.
And that's the purpose of the chaperones. I did that one year. I mean, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this kid from Fremont County tried to steal my wallet.
Oh, man.
And man, it evolved into a big deal because he'd been doing that, and nobody could figure out who was doing the stealing. And of course, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And I was taking a shower in the dorm, and I had my pants hung right next. Yeah. I could see them outside the shower curtain.
Oh yeah.
Or I had them on the floor. But I glanced out, here's my pants going across the floor.
Holy cow.
Man, I come out of there, I'm glued. And I grabbed this kid and I had him against the wall, and just the two of us in this bathroom.
And you're naked.
And I'm bare-ass naked. And this other kid from Fremont County comes in there and sees the ruckus. He goes back in and into the dorm and said, some big guy's trying to beat the hell out of Marty. So in comes the chaperone from Fremont County. And, I told him what was going on, and he said, thank you. He said, we've been looking. We've been trying to figure out what's going on for a long time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
A few years later, that same guy, Jerry Hewley, you might know Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jerry came up to him and he said, you know, the best thing that ever happened to that kid was having him against the wall in that shower thinking you were going to kill him. And he said that kid straightened out and he turned into a pretty good kid.
Well, yeah, we didn't know if you were still in.
Well, yeah.
That was my experience at State Fair, and I never did that again.
One year learned that. I learned a lesson there.
I mean, what more could you ask for?
And absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You asked Mary for a piece of paper.
I didn't get it.
I mean, just at some point, tell her she. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, Mary, how much did we get return from Road and Bridge last year, you said? 4.5 million?
4.4, yeah.
We need to remind that.
No, he should be able to. Unless he's doing planning
and zoning. I was going to say he's probably doing a building permit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's issuing a building permit.
Mary, when you said you would have expanded the search, what?
We went to a couple other places to advertise.
Went
to the NACO newspaper you guys get. And
okay.
And then what's the other one? It's ICMA, which is international something or other, but they have planners and stuff in there.
Okay.
But
maybe we should have just told Angela.
We're already advertised statewide through the Planning Association.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that somebody hasn't jumped all over that.
Yeah, well, we got to be jumping all over.
Yeah.
But
well,
I'm not sure.
Your
schedule on.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel and potential litigation.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to State Statute 16-4-405A2 and A3, personnel and potential litigation. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Mary, I have a conference call at 2:30. Can I use your phone? We're
yep.
Not done here. I'll just go.
Yep. Here's your phone number you're calling.
Oh.